this in previous episodes. I had the idea, the name, and at least the basic equipment and basic technical know-how, but it still took me 4 years. What stopped me? What stops us from starting or sharing our work? In today's episode, we'll be looking at those common excuses we tell ourselves in the view of hopefully punching holes in those excuses. My name is T. Ari, and you're listening to the Girl on the Internet podcast. Now, you know you need to start this thing that you've been dreaming about and thinking and talking about endlessly. So today, I don't just want to encourage you to start. I want you to look at the reasons you give yourself, the reasons we give ourselves for not starting. And the whole idea is, like I said earlier, is to punch holes in those excuses so that we end up not having any. Hopefully that will be an indirect way of actually encouraging you to start. Smart, I know. Nah, I'm kidding. Anyway, like I said, it took me 4 years to start this podcast, not because I didn't have the basics. So what was my excuse? Well, I only wanted to release what in my mind I computed as epic. So if it wasn't epic to me, I wasn't releasing it. Which is just crazy, because how do you know what will be epic to the receiver without first sharing it? And I know for a fact that when I have put out stuff out there that I did think was epic, most of the time it wasn't received that way. And then stuff that I probably cringed about turned out to be the epic ones. So all we can do is put our work out there and trust that it would find and impact the one or few or many it is meant to impact. And if it doesn't, then we take it back and tweak it and put it out there again. And if it doesn't hit where it's meant to hit, we take it back, tweak, and put it out there again. And perhaps yours isn't even a podcast. Perhaps it's a YouTube channel or a new business idea or an online store. It's kind of like my encounter with Sue Rinaldi. If you've never heard of Sue Rinaldi, I wouldn't blame you much, because she isn't actually well known in the circles, at least in the circles that I walk in. She's a Christian music artist whose music I came across probably about 18 years ago while I was still living in Nigeria. My mom had passed about 2 years prior. My dad had just passed, and I was unknowingly battling with pain and disillusionment and inadequacy, and this sense that I didn't belong anywhere. I lived with my friend at her family home, and she owned, and I know I'm probably going to be dating myself here, a Sue Rinaldi cassette tape. And every morning before I left for work, I'd play this cassette, and it filled me with just enough courage to get through the day. And I did that for several months. Her voice wasn't groundbreaking. The music itself was very simple. She even threw in a couple of hymns, which without changing very much. Now listen, I'm a church girl. I grew up singing in the black church. We tend to like our music big and bold and full of technical, you know, riffs and runs that would literally blow your socks off. That wasn't Sue Rinaldi. Maybe Sue Rinaldi, I don't know, but it's spelled R-I-N-A-L-D-I. And I, guys, check her out. So what was it about this work of hers that reached me to my core? I don't know. There was just something very pure and unadulterated about her music. There were no frills, no glitz. And for a young black singer who can't help noticing an amazing riff or a sick bass line. Su Rinaldi's simple, stripped back music was what my hurting soul needed the most at that time. Now, I'm sure when she released her music, and obviously all artists releasing their work, hope it makes a huge impact. But I'm sure never in a million years would she have thought she will reach and make such an impact on a hurting 20-something Nigerian girl living in Nigeria. But the crux of the story and the reason I'm telling you is, what if she never released it? What if, like me, she decided it wasn't epic enough and sat on it for years? Or, and I shudder even thinking about it, never released it. Another common excuse I've heard a lot is the fact that people feel like they don't have all the pieces of a puzzle together. And to that I say, who does? Very few people actually ever have the entire download of the venture they are going into. Most people, most of the time, just see a few steps ahead, if even that. Besides, even if you have the full and complete blueprint, it is likely to change anyway. Does that then mean you should jump into stuff without having a plan or calculating the risk? Of course not. You should just determine that you know enough, and you alone know what enough is. I kind of see it like marriage. No matter how long you date a person, you cannot know the person completely. Heck, you don't even know yourself completely, and they don't even know themselves completely. They haven't been in all types of situations. You haven't been in all types of situations with them. There are experiences that they or you are yet to experience, so you don't know how you're going to respond to those experiences. They are still growing. They're still maturing. I'm certainly not the same 20-something year old I was when I got married. I am growing and evolving every day. And that's how it's meant to be. But we get married armed with hopefully enough intimate knowledge about the person to evoke a promise of commitment for a lifetime. Does it always work? Nope. But that's the process of growing and learning and living. That's the process of, well, life. But what if it does work? What if unfolding before you is beauty that just keeps giving and giving? Are you willing to risk never experiencing that because you don't have the full picture? Okay, another excuse I hear a lot about is resources, speaking specifically about money. I hear this a lot, by the way. And I laugh at this one because I personally don't know and certainly haven't read about anyone who started anything they were successful in with all the resources they needed, either at the beginning or somewhere down the line. So what do I mean by that? There are some people who probably start with resources and then end up running out of resources and can't scale and then have to find a way to come about those resources. Some had to borrow from family or the bank or max out credit cards. And please don't get me wrong, I am not encouraging that you use credit cards, because I have been in credit card debt and it's not fun. That's not one type of debt that I would personally, this is just me personally, support anyone taking. But that's story for another time. Some discovered crowdfunding, which I personally love. And if you're not familiar with crowdfunding, it is exactly as it says on the tin. You get a few or a lot of people financially supporting you. It's literally people buying into your vision, whatever that is, and choosing to invest in it and in you. Bottom line, you don't need more resources. You need to be more resourceful. A resourceful person is a person who finds a way. They will save, they will make the ask, they will sell stuff, they will barter, they will find a way. And how about the excuse of not having enough time? Oh, I love this one too. I've said on this podcast so many times that time is a limited resource. If for nothing, then for the fact that our time here on earth is limited, meaning we are all going to die one day. This is why I loved talking to you about knowing what you want and knowing how to find your purpose, because we all need to learn how to utilize this limited resource of time wisely. So when the end does come, we have little or no regrets. Now, the last excuse I wanted to make mention of is the excuse of this not being the right season. Now, this one I know well as well. And it's a tricky one because I do believe in times and seasons for everything. Sadly, though, so many of us are hiding behind this excuse. Having said that, this could be very well a valid reason. Say you just had a baby and you had a cesarean section. It would be ludicrous to expect you to start training for the Olympics 2 days after delivery. Now, I know that's an exaggerated analogy. This is the area that my husband Ose, this is his turf. He loves an exaggerated example to drive home a point. Anyways, if this is your excuse, whether it is valid or not, I want to challenge you then to set a start date. It's not enough to say, well, it's not the right season, and then just leave your dream or goals to gather dust in some corner of the room. Fix a definite time to start and some simple tasks to get you going. Look, we all know that the root cause of these excuses is actually fear, right? Let's call a spade, it's fear. And I know there's so much talk about it on the web today and so much talk about overcoming fear and doing it afraid to the point where it's beginning to sound cliche. I've even talked about this fear issue several times on this podcast because it is something I personally struggle with. I know for a fact that it is a real barrier for people, which is why people keep talking about it. When I think of what people, especially women, are capable of if fear wasn't holding them back, I'm just in awe. This is why I can't shut up about it. I'm not going to shut up about it. That is why breaking barriers such as fear is one of the bedrocks of the Girl Unlimited movement. Do I think there should be a total absence of fear? I actually think that's quite dangerous. A healthy dose of fear is good and necessary, both as a propellant and a deterrent. We learn to work with it, or like Seth Godin likes to say, dance with it and not fight with it. The fear is there as a check, not a barricade. And that's where the problem is usually, isn't it? We allow fear to rob us of realizing our potential instead of using it as just a check. So what are you going to do today? Are you going to let these excuses hold you back? Or can you now see, hopefully, that you really don't have any excuse for not starting? Start small, like I love to say. Start now and get perfect later. There's a really popular entrepreneur on social media. You probably know him. His name is Rob Moore. He says the quote, he came up with the quote, I'm guessing, start now, get perfect later. And I absolutely love that quote because it's so true. You are most likely never going to get all your eggs in one row. You're not going to have all the pieces together. You most likely will never have that much time or money, and you're probably never going to be good enough, which is the bane of perfectionists. There is a place of excellence. I believe in excellence, but perfection is a myth. So like Rob Moore says, start now, get perfect later. Thanks for listening to me today. As usual, I hope you did get some value from today's episode. Don't forget to share with a family member or a friend that may find this useful. And I'm so pleased to say that the Girl Unlimited Facebook community is live now, people. So let's take this connection thing up a notch. Join the Girl Unlimited community by just searching the Girl Unlimited community. So Unlimited being UNLTD community. Answer a couple of questions and you're in. It's a private space that I hope will become a safe space for you and I to share all that we are. Rule breakers, stereotype shakers, outside the line colorers, difference makers, all welcome. You could also connect with us on social media across board. I will put the details in the show notes. Thanks for listening again and see you next week for my incredible interview with the one and only Barbara Winter. You don't want to miss that one, guys. See you next week. Nothing will become of me, that I'll never come to anything, but I rise.
you couldn't see why.